Simpium Tetwa presents. Good day and welcome to the fourth episode of Find Your Why, where we explore reasons for your stuckness, uncover missed opportunities, and dig into why success sometimes feels just out of reach. This is a place to get practical insight, real stories, and tools that are designed to help you move forward. Today, we focus on a topic almost everyone encounters at some point: being overwhelmed. A few weeks ago, I experienced it myself. My week was a cascade of tasks, emails piling up, clients calling, proposals waiting, podcasts to prepare, the CSI Legacy Awards, the CSI Indaba, and multiple parallel projects, all demanding my attention. I was running from meeting to meeting, my mind scattered, and I couldn't figure out where to start. The sense of overwhelm was almost paralyzing. I remember just as I was driving to a next meeting, my mind literally said to me, "You're overwhelmed." And I thought to myself, that's a good word to explain what I'm going through. So, in this episode, we'll unpack what being overwhelmed really means, why it happens, and the practical steps to manage it, especially in the workplace. But before we do that, let's get into our 1 minute relaxing of the mind, and then the episode of the week. So yeah, welcome to this week's episode. And I just really wanted to say that I think, you know, if you've been following our episodes, we started with planning. We started with reading the fine print. I think it was the second episode. And I realized something about being overwhelmed. I think that being overwhelmed is maybe a spiritual thing that wants to drag you back into what, you know, like when life, not life itself, but when your old self sees that you're about to leave it to the new you, you become overwhelmed. And I just think I remember in a kind of spiritual, psychological manner, I remember just watching myself being overwhelmed, like running and going left, right, and center, and just going, my gosh, what's going on? And I remember that in the midst of all of that, my eye, in the midst of the chaos, and you know, the spiritual eye looked at the plan and led me to the plan and say, in all of this, just focus there, look there. And when I actually began to look at the plan, I found a sense of peace, silence. There's just so much going on in the world today. I think there's too much noise. Noise of information, too much information, right? That's happening in the world. And that can bring to us chaos. It can bring to us so many other things before we do the things that we have to do, right? So then you feel what I felt. You feel overwhelmed. But I was just planning on this episode and I was thinking to myself, where does the word overwhelm come from, right? So this is what I wanted to do, that before we dive into the episode, I became curious about the word itself. Where does the word overwhelm come from linguistically, right? And I learned that it originates from the maritime language, right? To be overwhelmed literally means to be swamped or flooded by water. Listen to that again. To be overwhelmed literally means to be swamped or flooded by water. So, think of a ship suddenly engulfed by waves with no life jacket in sight. Metaphorically, it describes what happens when your mind, body, or emotions are flooded by tasks, thoughts, feelings, or stress, and you don't have the tools to manage the flow. So, the best way to explain it is that when you're at sea, you need a life jacket, right? So that's clear, right? Or when you're in a boat or anything, so that when you become overwhelmed, if that happens, you would have this life jacket. So in a state of CSI or the workplace, what's your life jacket, right? And I just saw that having a plan, the plan itself is a life jacket. Because when I was overwhelmed by all the meetings and da-da-da-da and all these things that were just cascading and calling and da-da-da-da and da-da-da-da, everything that was happening, I'm running to this meeting and that and the podcast I have to prepare, I have to write and da-da-da, I have to prepare the Indaba, the speaker call and this and that and this. And it's so many projects and programs and tasks, everything is running around. The minute that I just brought it all back to what's the plan? And it wasn't me, it was my mind or my spirit, the spirit of me looked at me and said, look there, that plan, focus on the plan. The minute I focused on the plan, it felt like I found my life jacket, right? And then I had my life jacket. And when I had my life jacket, I was able to go, it's like, you know, let's say, you know, when you're in a plane, they're teaching you how to put on your life jacket. Let's say now your plane has crashed and you're in the sea. The minute you find your life jacket, you put it on, you blow it, and everything that they've taught you, once you've put it on, there's that sense of, okay, what now, right? So that's exactly what I felt. I felt a sense of the plan that I had gave me that sense of peace. So your plan becomes your life jacket when you are overwhelmed. Now, what are the common causes of one feeling overwhelmed? It can be, like me, too many tasks, multiple responsibilities, deadlines, stakeholders, people calling me, this and that and this. That was one. So one was too many tasks at once that my mind couldn't cope with all the flooding of all of that information that was coming in. Information overload. I remember receiving at one day, I think around 70 emails, right? That's like I'm sitting in a meeting and I'm receiving 24 emails in the meeting, right? And those emails are coming in and I'm in the meeting. I'm trying to concentrate in that meeting that these emails are coming in that I never answered any of those emails. I click, click, click. And then I remembered late at night that, hey, you went through like something like 24 emails that you didn't read proper. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, I had to go back and read each and every email and respond, right? So information overload. Also, social media. Be careful of your social media. There's too much going on there. That information overload, that your cell phone of yours that you're holding in when you're going to the bathroom to go and, you know, kitamanzi in Zulu, as we say, and then you're stuck there for 2 hours and you are watching something on YouTube or whatever that you're watching on TikTok, yeah? Careful. News feeds, constant notifications, these things add to your mind being flooded, right? Emotional stress, personal and professional stuff that were going on in my life, that probably is what's going on in your life as well. That adds to you being overwhelmed, right? I learned now that do not make like real decisions when you're overwhelmed. Don't do that, right? And then, of course, you've got what we call, what I call external expectations. My family, my colleagues. This one wants this, wants to borrow. A friend of mine said he wanted to borrow 50,000. I was like, yo, 50,000. I've never even borrowed more than 5,000. 50,000. I mean, he's like, yeah. I mean, this is my child's school fees. It's like, yo, 50,000. You know. So anyway, it was funny because we laughed about it, and I talked about it. I said, I know we don't borrow that amount of money. But anyway, all of these things add to your overwhelmness. So, too many tasks at once, that's number one. Information overload, social media, emails, news feeds, da da da, that's number two. Emotional stress, personal and professional pressures can apply in you being overwhelmed, right? Decision fatigue. Don't make decisions. Decision fatigue simply means people asking you to make too many decisions all at once, right? They're all waiting for you. That's exactly what happened to me. Everyone's waiting for me. The accounts department is waiting for me to make a decision. The sales department is waiting for me to make a decision, right? The school for the kids is waiting for me to make a decision. My mom wants me to make a decision. My cousin wants me to make a decision. This one and that one. And it's just all of these information just coming in that added to my being overwhelmed. So let me identify those five things again for you. There are five things that causes you to be overwhelmed. Too many tasks at once. Information overload, emotional stress, decision fatigue, making decisions, and external expectations, what family expects out of you, right? So look for these triggers, right? So how I dealt with being overwhelmed, and I'm hoping that this will help you. Stop all work. Stop everything. Don't do anything. That's what I did. I just stopped all work. And I remember just when I stopped everything, I went and I bought popcorn. I watched TV. It was 12 o'clock midday on a Tuesday. And I am watching television. I'm watching Korean movies and stuff like that. I'm eating popcorn because your mind needs a break. It needs a rest. Relax and recharge. Don't do anything. I slept. That's all I did with my mind. I just slept and I slept and I slept. So number one, how to deal with being overwhelmed? Number one, stop everything. Eat popcorn, watch a movie, do the thing that you like to do. If your body says it wants to sleep, sleep. Turn off your phone if you have to. Don't answer emails, close. I took my laptop, I put it in the next room, and I just relaxed, right? And I would come and check every now and then, but I didn't want to do the real decisions. I remember the accounts department called me, and we're doing financial year end now. Our financial year end is now in February. So they called me and they said, look, da, da, da. And I said, look, I'm having no meetings right now. I am just not in the right state of mind to be able to do that. I was actually able to have that meeting with them this morning, and that helped me out really immensely. Yeah. Number two, let your mind reveal the next task, right? So once you're relaxing and you're thinking, what will happen is that a task or something will come up to the top of your mind. Then you identify that, you say, there, that's the thing. It doesn't mean you're going to be able to do that right there, because you might be watching TV. Like when it happened to me, I was watching, I think, a Korean movie. And then when that thing came up, I thought, that's what I needed to do. So then I worked. When I had the chance, maybe 3-4 hours later, I sat down to work on that particular thing, right? It wasn't something that I needed to do at that moment because my mind was fatigued. Everything about me didn't want to do any of the tasks at that time. So that's really, really important to let your mind identify what to do, right? Number four, you know, I always get lost with this. I think it's number three. Prioritize using a plan. Your plan is your life jacket, you know, right? Your yearly plan. List your projects and tasks and decide what is required. Or requires immediate attention. Just remember to look at your plan, actually. Your plan is going to always guide you. It's always going to be like, it's like, for me, the plan when I was feeling overwhelmed was my North Star. When I saw the plan, I felt a sense of peace, right? That's exactly how I felt. So, in closing, what does it mean to be overwhelmed, right? To be overwhelmed literally means to be swamped or flooded by water. Think of a ship suddenly engulfed by waves with no life jacket in sight, right? In our case, overwhelmed by tasks, projects, priorities, and all the things that we have in our lives, right? Our tasks, our thoughts, our feelings, our stress, everything is coming at us all at once. And if I don't have a plan, I will become even more stressed. So the plan is my North Star. The plan is what helps me to actually find my why, right? So in closing, what would be the key takeaways for you as we close this podcast? Being overwhelmed is like being flooded. You're surrounded by too many tasks, thoughts, and all pressure, right? Number one, being overwhelmed is like being flooded, right? Number two, recognize the signs early, right? Recognize the signs early. When there's lots of things going on, then number three, pause and relax. Give your mind a break before attempting to tackle the next project, right? Number four, prioritize. Listen to your mind. Your mind will show you that's what it wants to do. Doesn't mean you have to do it right then. Do it when you are ready to do it. Number five, delay making big decisions. Like as I said, I had to make accountant's decisions, but I made sure that I didn't listen to those. Number six, information overload, right? Protect your mind from unnecessary flood waters, right? All the stuff that you're watching on YouTube, on TikTok, and this, it's too much for your mind, right? That's why your mind feels overwhelmed, right? So, in closing, I've been saying that for so long. Feeling overwhelmed is not a sign of weakness. It is a signal from your mind and your body that you need to create space, focus, and order. By recognizing the cause, understanding the metaphorical flood, and applying practical strategies, which I've just given you, you can transform being overwhelmed into productivity, clarity, and peace. And remember, even in the storm, a life jacket, in your case, a plan, a pause, a focus keeps you afloat. Remember this, let me say it again. Even in the storm, a life jacket, in your case, which is a plan, right? A pause. Once you have a plan, pause. That pause, relax, Then listen to your mind. It says this, then focus on that. These three things, they will keep you afloat. Thank you once again for listening to the fourth episode of Find Your Why. I hope that with this episode, you've been able to find your why. With that said, until next time, thank you for listening. Goodbye.